Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're looking at jails, prisons, and inmates. Jim Ryan is joining us as a number of big cities are releasing inmates to prevent coronavirus spread.
Morning, Susan. It's a real conundrum those county administrators are caught in, and those state jail administrators, those prison operators. Do you keep people confined in this area, essentially violating the social distancing norms, that is, keeping people at least 6 feet apart? I mean, they live close together, and they sleep, they eat, they're very close to each other all the time. And of course, the danger is that coronavirus could start to spread through some county jails like wildfire. In Harris County, where Houston is, the plan now is to release about 250 inmates every day, prisoners who have been identified as nonviolent, as considered low risk for either flight or for recidivism, and in hopes that they aren't infected before they already are released into the public, either taking new germs out into the public, the new coronavirus infection, or committing new crimes while they're on the outside. The other school of thought, though, Susan, is locking prisons down, and this is what the federal prison system is doing. They're confining essentially everyone to a solitary situation in hopes that that maintains a low infection rate. Of course, it's not for behavior issues, but it's for health. But you know, most county jails and state prisons don't have that kind of space that the federal prison system does, so they're caught having to release people.
Right, and even here in New York State, Governor Cuomo late last week, I know he released over 1,000 inmates who violated parole for non-serious reasons. So I think they start with that group to try to lessen that inmate population and then kind of work from there. But now I want to ask you this too, and if you're seeing this in Texas, our Buffalo police source, Captain Jeff Rinaldo, told us that crime numbers are down during this pandemic. He said crime kind of follows commerce. When one is down, so is the other. Are you seeing the same there?
Yes, we've seen that general trend around the country, or around the state, rather. The concern of the police in Houston is that suddenly crime is likely to uptick. The head of the Houston Police Officers Union says that he's concerned that putting 1,000 inmates on the streets or prisoners back out over the next 4 or 5 days is going to drive up crime again. He says the city has its hands full with coronavirus, the police department specifically, and that this might only exacerbate that situation.
All right, Jim Ryan, thanks for that update.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.